Cal Sweeney. A difficult evening in the end, up, but it was a strange one, really, because at half time you must have been fairly happy going on level at the break.
Aye, listen, we were very happy at half time. You know, the boys done everything we asked of them in the first half. We asked them to keep it tight. Like, we knew coming into this, the calibre of players Unions have, it was going to be difficult. But listen, they kept it tight in the first half, and we were very happy at half time. We felt we were in a good position. Saying that, though, we knew the second half was going to be a lot tougher. Unions were going to have to breeze in the second half, and that, and we knew that we were going to have to up our game a lot more. But I suppose then the sending off at the start of the second half had a big factor on things then.
Yeah.
Just gave Unions that wee bit of leeway. They were able to tip on a few scores and pull away from us, like, so.
Yeah.
First half, a lot of positives to take going forward into next week's second half. A lot of things we need to correct in that.
Yeah. And even, I mean, that second half was a big moment in the game. But even before that, even though it came early in the second half, you could see that St Unions were up for it, weren't they? They'd kicked 3 points without reply, so had got themselves into a really good position.
They were, yeah, in fairness, before that's enough. I think they were 2 points up. And you could just see that they went through the years. But listen, they're the best team in the county, along with Niamh Connolly, and the squad depth they have in everything. Like, when you see that the two O'Donnells didn't even feature there today either. But listen, they upped the gears in the second half, and I suppose just when we went down a man, it just made things that extra but difficult for us. Like, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're speaking now just after the game is finished, so we're not exactly sure who you're going to be playing next week, Cal, but yous are back out as a case now of regrouping and getting the heads right again for the next challenge.
Yeah, listen, after the first three group games, we're disappointed. Like, we felt there was three games that we left behind us. We knew coming into this game against Unions, it was going to be seriously difficult to get a result, but we didn't give up. And listen, it's a matter just of getting the boys back, getting them regrouped now, starting next week, and going again. I haven't seen how the other results went yet, so we'll see when we get into the changing room who we'll more than likely be playing next week. But it's a matter of keeping going, keeping it positive, getting the bodies refreshed and recovered as best as possible, and listen, seeing how we can fare it next week.
Okay.